Years ago, neighborhoods throughout Colorado were a little more diverse, both racially and socioeconomically. But as the state has become a more desirable place to live, that diversity is at stake. KUNC arts and culture reporter Stacy Nick spoke with Fort Collins filmmaker Sherry Du about the growing issue of gentrification.
So your new documentary, Desplazado, literally means displaced in Spanish. In the film, you look at the gentrification of several neighborhoods in the heart of Fort Collins, including Buckingham, Alta Vista, and Andersonville, often dubbed Tres Colonias or the Three Colonies. So what did you hear from the residents who are still living in these neighborhoods?
Well, I heard that they're experiencing pressures from new people who are moving in. Some people are expecting them to, you know, make their yards nicer or share the cost of a fancy fence, and they can't do that, you know. So they are experiencing some of these pressures from other people moving in, and also concerned about rising property taxes because some people are on a fixed income or, you know, they work very hard to make a living. So living close to the edge financially and worried about kind of being pushed out of those neighborhoods where they've lived or their families have lived for generations.
And I noticed one person in the film was saying that he gets brochures from people trying to buy his house all the time. Is there a lot of pressure to sell?
Yes, a lot of pressure. In fact, one woman in the film tells the story of having a real estate agent come to the door with a couple who wants to buy a house and asking, "Do you want to sell?" You know, I get brochures from real estate agents, but not three or four a day. And I've never had anyone come to the house with someone who wants to buy and say, you know, "Would you like to sell your house?" So that's intrusive.
I want to play a clip from the film. This is Fort Collins developer Steve Whittle, and he's talking about the benefit of the hot market to these homeowners.
Property values do increase, and if it's predominantly Hispanically owned, the beneficiaries of that good fortune are the Hispanic community.
Now, that sounds logical, but what did you find?
Well, that sounded reasonable to me, too. And I thought, well, I've heard the arguments for gentrification that, you know, crime rates go down and neighborhoods beautify. And so I thought, why not? These folks will get more for their homes, so they get to have some prosperity. But then when I delved into it a little bit deeper, I found out that people who are working class who own homes don't tend to benefit from gentrification. In fact, if they sell their homes, they have to leave the city. There's nowhere else they can go.
You interviewed Stanford University researcher Clayton Hurd, and he spent several years looking at these neighborhoods for a study on gentrification. What did he discover?
That people were very anxious about the ability to keep their homes and the ability to feel welcome in their neighborhoods and in their community, and that many people felt kind of alienated from Fort Collins with the changes that are happening, even though they've been here for generations.
Some in the real estate world might say that this problem will solve itself, or that the tide of economic progress will lift all boats. Others might say government should get involved. What, if anything, is being done to solve this problem in Fort Collins?
I think to solve this problem, historic preservation in neighborhoods and districts that isn't just based on architecture, but is based on cultural history of neighborhoods. And that's, they're starting to look at that. If you look over decades at the growth of Fort Collins and the increase in housing and the increased number of people who are homeless and the increase in people living under the poverty level in Larimer County, we can see that the problem is not resolving itself.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Stacy.
Sherry Du is a documentary filmmaker from Fort Collins. Her new film is Desplazado, and it looks at the impact of gentrification in Fort Collins. For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.